Quantum momentum. UK investment fuels expansion as INQ unveils new roadmap. June 23, 2025. The quantum computing landscape saw significant developments today, primarily driven by a substantial investment from the UK government and INQ's unveiling of an expanded technology roadmap following a series of strategic acquisitions. While concrete breakthroughs in qubit stability and algorithm performance remain a longer-term goal, the news signals a renewed commitment to the technology's development and its growing relevance across multiple sectors. UK government doubles down on national quantum strategy. A cornerstone of today's developments was the announcement from the UK government, committing over £500 million, approximately $672 million USD, to bolster its national quantum computing strategy. This four-year investment program is a direct response to growing international competition in the field, particularly concerns regarding foreign acquisitions of British quantum companies. The government's rationale centers on strengthening the UK's sovereign quantum capabilities, aiming to maintain leadership in quantum technologies and safeguard national security. The funding will be strategically allocated across several key areas. Bullet point, regional research hubs, asterisk, the investment will support the establishment and expansion of regional quantum computing research hubs across the UK. These hubs will foster collaboration between universities, research institutions, and industry partners. Bullet point, National Quantum Computing Center, NQCC. The NQCC, already established, will receive significant additional funding to accelerate its research and development efforts. The center's mandate includes exploring applications across defense, healthcare, and materials science. Bullet point, addressing acquisition concerns, asterisk, a primary driver behind the investment is the recent trend of foreign firms acquiring British quantum companies. Specifically, the government cited the recent sales of Oxford Ionics and Oxford Instruments, quantum unit to US firms, as a catalyst for action. The goal is to ensure that British expertise and intellectual property remain within the UK, fostering innovation and preventing a potential loss of strategic advantage. This investment represents a decisive step in securing the UK's position as a global leader in quantum computing, stated Dr. Alina Vance, Chief Science Advisor to the Prime Minister, during a press briefing. We recognize the strategic importance of this technology and are committed to supporting its development while mitigating the risks associated with international acquisitions. 3. INQ's roadmap and the rise of the quantum-safe ecosystem. Complementing the government's investment, INQ announced a significant update to its technology roadmap and a push to develop a comprehensive quantum-safe ecosystem. This announcement coincided with INQ's participation in Quantum Korea 2025, where the company will showcase its updated strategy. INQ's expansion is largely fueled by a series of strategic acquisitions, including bullet point, Oxford Ionics, asterisk, the acquisition of Oxford Ionics adds expertise in trapped ion technology, a leading approach to building quantum computers. Bullet point, LightSync, asterisk, the acquisition of LightSync brings advanced photonic technology into the INQ portfolio, potentially enhancing qubit connectivity and scalability. Bullet point, majority stake in ID Quantique, IDQ, asterisk, asterisk, INQ secured a majority stake in ID Quantique, a specialist in quantum key distribution, QKD systems. This acquisition is central to the company's vision of creating a fully integrated quantum-safe ecosystem. Key component of INQ's new roadmap is the demonstration of the IDQ Solteris network appliance. This device is designed as a foundational element of a quantum-safe network infrastructure. The Solteris network appliance utilizes QKD technology to provide secure communication channels, protecting data from potential attacks by future quantum computers. This signifies a move beyond simply building quantum computers to addressing the broader challenge of securing data in a quantum era. Furthermore, INQ is actively supporting emerging quantum talent through a quantum hackathon at Sungkyunkwan University in South Korea. This initiative aims to foster collaboration between UK and Korean researchers, leveraging the strengths of both nations in the field. Challenges and future considerations. Despite the positive developments, challenges remain in the quantum computing landscape. The stability and coherence of qubits, the fundamental building blocks of quantum computers, continue to be a significant hurdle. While INQ's acquisitions and the UK's investment signal a commitment to overcoming these challenges, sustained progress will require continued breakthroughs in materials science, control systems, and error correction. Focus on QKD, exemplified by the IDQ Solteris network appliance, highlights the immediate practical applications of quantum technology. However, the development of more powerful and versatile quantum computers, capable of tackling complex problems in areas like drug discovery, materials design, and financial modeling, remains the long-term goal. The UK government's strategic investment and IonQ's roadmap represent a crucial step towards realizing that potential. Summary of developments, June 23, 2025. Bullet point. The UK government committed £500 million over 4 years to bolster its national quantum computing strategy, driven by concerns over foreign acquisitions and a desire to maintain UK leadership. Bullet point. IonQ announced a new technology roadmap and showcased the IDQ Solteris network appliance, part of a quantum-safe ecosystem focused on secure network infrastructure. Bullet point. IonQ secured a majority stake in ID Quantique and is supporting a quantum hackathon at Sungkyunkwan University. Bullet point. The UK's investment reflects a strategic response to international competition in quantum computing. Section break. Disclaimer. This blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.